A Costume Piece by E.W. Hornung. London was just then talking of one whose name is already a name and nothing more. Reuben Rosenthal had made his millions on the diamond fields of South Africa and had come home to enjoy them according to his lights. How he went to work will scarcely be forgotten by any reader of the Halfpenny evening papers, which revelled in endless anecdotes of his original indigence and present prodigality, varied with interesting particulars of the extraordinary establishment which the millionaire set up in St. John's Wood. Here he kept a retinue of Kaffirs, who were literally his slaves, and hence he would sally with enormous diamonds in his shirt and on his finger, in the convoy of a prize fighter of heinous repute, who was not, however, by any means the worst element in the Rosenthal menage. So said common gossip. But the fact was sufficiently established by the interference of the police on at least one occasion, followed by certain magisterial proceedings, which were reported with justifiable gusto and huge headlines in the newspapers aforesaid. And this was all one knew of Reuben Rosenthal, up to the time when the old Bohemian Club, having fallen on evil days, found it worth its while to organise a great dinner in honour of so wealthy an exponent of the club's principles. I was not at the banquet myself, but a member took Raffles, who told me all about it that very night. "The most extraordinary show I ever went to in my life," said he. As for the man himself, well, I was prepared for something grotesque, but the fellow fairly took my breath away. To begin with, he's the most astounding brute to look at. Well over 6 feet, with a chest like a barrel, and a great hooked nose, and the reddest hair and whiskers you ever saw. Drank like a fire engine, but only got drunk enough to make us a speech that I wouldn't have missed for £10. I'm only sorry you weren't there too, bunny old chap. I began to be sorry myself, for Raffles was anything but an excitable person, and never had I seen him so excited before. Had he been following Rosenthal's example? His coming...